This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 445 for Thursday, June 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Thursday morning, with the bias turning higher in the most active months as values consolidate just above nearby lows. Canola down a dollar to up $2.30. The July contract up $2 at $611.90 per ton. A new crop November up $1.70 at $630.10. Weakness in Chicago soybeans had accounted for some spillover selling pressure, but soy oil is higher as activity resumed in the U.S. after yesterday's Juneteenth holiday. European rapeseed was narrowly mixed, while Malaysian palm oil moved up overnight. Relatively favorable prairie weather and large old crop supplies overhanging the market did weigh on prices. Updated acreage data for Canada and the U.S. will be released next week, and positioning ahead of that data likely accounted for some of today's activity. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans pressured by improving Midwestern weather forecasts. The July contract down 2 cents at 11.72 per bushel. New crop November down 7 cents at 11.24. While temperatures are expected to remain excessively hot across many growing areas, there's also plenty of moisture in the outlooks, and that should help alleviate the adverse effect of the heat wave. Corn, also pressured by the easing U.S. weather worries, the July contract down 5 cents at 4.44 per bushel. Improving crop estimates out of Ukraine and the advancing Brazilian harvest also weighed on prices. However, China's corn crop was reportedly under stress due to excessive heat there, and that could open the door for more export movement going forward. Wheat futures weaker as chart-based selling and improving Russian production prospects weighed on prices. The Minneapolis spring wheat down 12 cents in July at 6.20 per bushel. Kansas City 9 cents lower in the July contract at 5.91 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat also down 9 cents in July at 5.72 per bushel. Rains in some dry regions of Ukraine and Russia have helped take some of the weather premium out of the market, with private forecasters upping their calls on the Russian wheat crop for the first time in weeks. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 20th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.